Australian True Crime, the nation's leading independent true crime podcast, is hitting the road with our live show. We're coming to Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane this July, and tickets will be available starting May 10th at 9:30 a.m. sharp. They sold out in 2 hours last time, so do not dilly-dally. We know the suburbs of Australia are teeming with some of the most intriguing and chilling true crime stories the world has ever heard. Don't miss the chance to dive deeper and get involved with a live Q&A. With over 1.5 million downloads monthly, these tickets will sell out. So keep an eye on our social media pages and check the podcast bio for direct links to purchase yours as soon as they're released on Friday, May 10. I can't wait to see you there.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This is a true crime podcast, as the title suggests. So please consider this your warning that it's not suitable for children, and it probably will contain content that may be triggering to some people. Also, it's an Australian true crime podcast, so Australian Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners should be aware it may contain the voices of deceased people.
The producers of this podcast recognise the traditional owners of the land on which it's recorded. They pay respect to the Aboriginal elders past, present and those emerging.
In episode 460 of Australian True Crime, we spoke to Nicole Edwards, a former member of the Western Australian Police Force and a victim of Adrian Trevor Moore, Australia's worst serial rapist and also a former member of WA Police. In 2018, investigators began contacting women to tell them that Moore had used the police computer system to run background checks on them. This led to accusations of predatory behaviour, and eventually a warrant was executed on his home, which uncovered a trove of photographs and videos of him sexually abusing heavily sedated women. Over 200 individual women were featured in that material, and investigators set about identifying and contacting them. One of those women, Josie, is our guest today. Like Nicole, Josie is critical of WA Police's decision to have the case investigated initially and for some years by Internal Affairs rather than the Sex Crimes Unit. And she's joined Nicole's campaign calling for a thorough external inquiry into the handling of the case. She and Nicole have something else in common, which is that they both came into the situation with affection for the police service. Josie's father, now retired, was a proud career copper. We begin our conversation by talking about the first day she was contacted by the demons from Internal Affairs.
I got contacted in 2018 by Internal Affairs. So they went to my father's house because I was living there at the time because I was saving to build. And I remember getting a text from him and, you know, fat fingers and all that sort of stuff. And I remember being at work and getting a text from him going to, I think he called them demons. It's like cop language. He goes, two demons from internals have been here looking for you. What have you done? And I was like reading it and I was like, okay, I've obviously misread this. And I said, yeah, very funny, Dad. And then he came back with, I kid you not. And there was a photo of the card.
Oh, the card.
Yeah. As soon as I saw that card and I knew that Dad hadn't made a typo, I knew exactly who they were.
Did you?
Yeah, I knew. I knew what was about him. And I was waiting for them to ask me about being sexually assaulted. That's what I had going on in the back of my head the whole time. Okay. So this is probably late May 2018. So I contacted them and all they spoke to me about was him accessing my details on the police computer and wanting to know whether or not I'd given him permission to do so. And I said no. And then they said, well, would you be prepared to give a statement in relation to that?
Is it illegal in WA for police to go looking around on the system?
Yeah, you need a legitimate purpose for accessing the information. I think you got 6 months for
that alone.
Yeah. I don't know what info he was accessing, but he accessed my details more than once. And I think the first time he accessed was before we first went out back in 2011. So he was obviously checking me up on the system beforehand. And the way I interpret that now, knowing all the offending that he has done, is him preparing to offend, to see where I lived, what was nearby, places that he could be able to go to and probably not be interrupted. My offence occurred in 2011 and I was assaulted twice. So the first time he may have drugged me, but I couldn't be 100% on that. He anally raped me in the back of his car. And then the second assault, I was drugged. I knew without a shadow of a doubt, but I wasn't one of the women, which is absolutely horrific, who didn't know that they had been offended against until the police came to them.
So we learned from Nicole, when we spoke to Nicole, that there was a point at which WA police had to start phoning women and letting them know that they had identified them from the trove of videos and photos that they had found in Adrian Trevor Moore's possession. And a lot of those women had no idea that they had been raped by this man.
Yeah.
You were one of the women that they contacted. I believe roughly 160-something women were contacted, and you were one of those women.
Yes, I was. See, the thing is that I remember most of the second assault. So from my perspective, that's what's been difficult for me from 2011, dealing with that. And part of that as well is I know that it's not my fault. So you can know something in your head because it's a fact, it isn't. But I still can't help thinking I should have said or done something at the time because it was 2011. Maybe if I'd done something, maybe if I'd said something, you know, all the same thoughts that most people would have. The first offence that he got convicted of occurred in 2007 and mine was in 2011. But my understanding from speaking to the other ladies, and also I went to the appeal hearing in the Supreme Court, was his violence was escalating.
Yeah, he was convicted in 2022, so it was a long...
It's a long time. Mm.
Was he serving when he assaulted you?
Yeah, he was.
And did that play into your decision not to, to report?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can look at things objectively, and at that time it was my word against his. That's all I knew. He was a serving police officer. So who are they going to believe generally, you know? Oh, she's just a bit upset. He's probably rejected her, or she regrets what's happened. In the first assault, I was saying no, okay? So, and then you get to the point where it's happening anyway. So what are you going to do? You're stuck in the back of his car. He's on top of you, behind you. You're practically naked in a car park. Are you going to get out of the car and start running, or are you just going to lie there and just wait for it to be finished?
And we, but you and I both know that police and prosecutors are going to say, okay, then how was there a second time?
Yeah, exactly. And that was what I berated myself over, you know, so many times.
And it's a horrible question for me to ask you, but I'm asking you because you and I both know, and this is what prevents women from reporting.
Yeah, well, because in my mind I was like, you idiot, why did you do that? Why? You know, why? You know, like it, you. And I know now why I agreed to see him a second time. A lot of it was because he was a police officer. So I said no. If he had half a brain, he must have realised that that was a mistake. It's not going to happen again. Second of all was, I was not going to have many drinks when I caught up with him that second time. I can look back now and see it was my attempt of gaining some control back in relation to, yes, I will see you again. We will be in a public place. I will talk to you and that's it. And I will not see you again. I did not expect to go for a drink with a serving police officer and be drugged, because all I can remember is being at, it was called the Foundry at the time. I remember being there. I got the first lot of drinks because I didn't want him to get them. So I got the first drinks. I think I got him a beer. I got myself a wine. And then the second drinks he got, and the next thing I remember is being in his car with him driving.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The thing that gets me is I found out in October, it was around October last year, that when I spoke to Internal Affairs in 2018, that he'd anally raped me, they already had this material and they did nothing with it. And that's where I'm stuck. And then it was in August of 2019, I got a call from Internal Affairs again. And this time they wanted to speak to me about specifically Adrian Law and whether or not he may or may not have assaulted me. But they didn't say that in the phone call about what they wanted to speak to me about my interaction with him. Then I knew, okay, this has got to be about the sexual assaults. But to find out that they had everything, that they, you know, this material is horrific. It is what has caused the jury so much trauma.
Yeah, jury members asking for counselling.
That's correct.
Well, in the end, he got 30 years.
Yep, he was convicted on both of my charges. He got 5 years each on mine.
On both of your rapes?
Yep.
5 years is pathetic, but at least how do you feel about that?
I'm pleased with that because his cumulative sentence for all 87 charges was something, I think it adds up to like 400, it's over 430 years.
Yeah.
So he will die in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the right outcome.
Yeah,
and
he
is where he should be. But the issue is that he should have been there a lot sooner. The police were in a position to prevent women being brutalised and they didn't do anything about it. The victim that he offended against when he got out of jail in 2019, the police are, as far as I see it, the police are responsible for that.
It's hard to see it any other way.
Yeah. And when I say the police, I don't mean the police as an organisation because I value them. My father's a retired police officer. I deal with the police. There are fantastic police officers in the job. But those who were responsible for the inaction, they need to be held accountable. There needs to be an independent inquiry as to the handling of this, as to why it occurred. My paradigm is that I was raped and sexually assaulted by a police officer and I got out of it lightly because that's the reality of it compared to what's happened to these other women. You know, and to be able to connect with Nick and just have someone where we're on the same page and we can support each other is unbelievable. And I'm so glad to have her in my life. The circumstances that brought that about are absolutely shitty beyond belief, but you have to be able to look and see what good has come out of an absolutely revolting abomination. And, you know, I've made an absolutely amazing friend and I have this woman in my life who will stand by me through thick and thin and me for her as well, you know. It's just amazing.
Thank you to our guest today, Josie. If you need support after listening to this podcast, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14. Or contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732 or 1-800-RESPECT.org.au. Indigenous Australians can contact 13 Yarn on 13 92 76 or 13yarn.org.au. Thank you for downloading this episode of Australian True Crime. We'll be back next week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow-up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Australian True Crime, the nation's leading independent true crime podcast, is hitting the road with our live show. We're coming to Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane this July, and tickets will be available starting May 10th at 9:30 a.m. sharp. They sold out in 2 hours last time, so do not dilly-dally. We know the suburbs of Australia are teeming with some of the most intriguing and chilling true crime stories the world has ever heard. Don't miss the chance to dive deeper and get involved with a live Q&A. With over 1.5 million downloads monthly, these tickets will sell out. So keep an eye on our social media pages and check the podcast bio for direct links to purchase yours as soon as they're released on Friday, May 10. I can't wait to see you there.